Let's share with you a thought, and part of it, most of it is Sfira Pinchas. It's a very small thought, because interestingly enough, that I didn't see much from Sfira Pinchas, from what I've seen at least, that is elaborate on Pesach. So, the Torah brings from his brother, Rabbi Yechiel, or Rabbi Yehuda, that the three different moyadim can get the three different avos. We know systems in general exist in Yiddishkeit. Three is a big number. So we got the three. The Shalosh Regalim, and you're the three Avos. The Shalosh Regalim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the three Regalim. How Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three Regalim. Pesach is Avram. Shavuos is Yitzchak. And Yaakov is Sukkos. Now, honestly, I would have thought that Yaakov would be Shavuos. And some people do that, but that's not the way the Torah does it. The Torah goes Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Pesach being Avram. Well, we know that Avraham Avinu was the beginning of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach is where it all began as a people, but there's much more than that. I'll show you. There's a remez, actually, in the fact that when Avram had the Malachim, three also, by the way, the three Malachim that came to visit him, he told his wife, Sarai, became known as Sarai afterwards, Lushi Va'asi Ugois. Is make ugois. Now, what are ugois? Well, we have another mention of ugois in the Torah. Ugois matzois kilei chametz. So apparently, what Avram was telling Sarai is to make matzos because it was Pesach when the Malachim came. So, Avram's revelation that he had was on Pesach. And therefore, Pesach, this is something we can get that from. We can understand a little bit the Pesach, a few different things that happened on the night of the Seder. For example, one of the things is that we start with Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya is, we're inviting all the guests. Halach Ma'anya, this is the bread of affliction. What do they say? We say, Kol dichvin yesev yechol dotis, kol ditzvich yesev yifsach. Anyone that needs should come and eat. Anyone that wants should come and anyone who wants should come and also do the Pesach. We say, Kol dichvin yesev yechol dotis, kol ditzvich yesev yifsach. We invite everyone. Now, Avraham Avinu was the epitome of Achnasus Orchim. Maybe that's why on Pesach we have this very interesting routine where everybody invites. And the funny thing is, we do it when we're in our house. That's not really so realistic. I spoke about that a little bit last night. And even if you can't have guests, but we want to have guests, like Avraham Avinu, who wanted to have guests, even though we couldn't because of the chamo. Yes, if you can't tell, I just woke up. Just like the Chama, Avraham Avinu couldn't have guests because the Chama, and he wanted to be able to have guests. So we want to have guests, even if we can't have guests. That's what we're doing, then we're saying this. There's another interesting halacha, which is the fact that there's a special campaign called Mois Chitah. The Rama brings down, there's a minig to buy Kit Nechitin or to Mechalik it La'aniyah L'tzarech Pesach. The Mishnah says, why is it particularly by Pesach? It's true, Pesach is a pretty expensive chag. I've often said that, why is it called Chag HaMatzos? Why are the Matzos called Lechem Oini? We spoke about it a little bit last night. Maybe one reason is because they're so expensive that you become poor when just from buying matzahs. So it's a pretty expensive yom tif, that's true. But I mean, listen, sukkahs is expensive too. You got to make a sukkah, an esrog is pretty expensive. So why is it specifically when it comes to Pesach, do we have this mois chitin drive, this idea of giving extra money? The fees that we're saying, it's very good because I'm a Avinu. Is the mood of chesed. Chesed is like tzedakah, similar type of thing. And therefore, Avraham Avinu himself did chesed, so we should also do chesed to be ma'or the schus of Avraham Avinu. Part of what's interesting here, my friends, is double lashon. Why do we say these two things? What are being ma'ira? What are we saying with those two? So I'll tell you what I think is perhaps pshat. Well, first we're inviting people. Anyone wants to come eat whatever you want. You want to eat and you could anything you need. And then afterwards, called disuch yesev yifsach, which is after people have eaten. So then, karm pesach is nechal al asayva. In other words, a person's supposed to eat karm pesach when he's that's what I was thinking is the pshat. However, in the Shvile Pinchas, he says something else. Shvile Pinchas tells us that being that Pesach is keneged Avram. So Avram was, first of all, famous for his chesed that he did in general. And then there was this major incident of chesed which happened, which was the story with the Malachim, where Avram Avinu invited all the Malachim to his home. And that punkt happens to be that happened on Pesach, as we mentioned. So first of all, we want to be like Avraham Avinu, that we do Achnasas Orchim. And second of all, we're going to be like Avraham Avinu in that unique manner that Avraham Avinu did Achnasas Orchim, which is perhaps one of the greatest expressions of self-sacrifice in order to do Chesed, which was on Pesach. So therefore, Avraham Avinu... Therefore, we're trying to earn the schus of Avraham Avinu in those two different ways. What's interesting is that Avraham Avinu had what's called the bris ben habesorim. There, by Avraham Avinu, it says, "Vayomer Avram Yodaya Vayomer LeAvram." Hashem said, "Yodaya Teda Ki Ger Yizarecha Beretz Lo Lehem." You should know that the Jewish people are going to be slaves in a foreign country. Foreign land, they will go out with a tremendous amount of wealth. Hashem Ki'ilu told Avram about Mitzrayim. And the Birkei Rabbi Elazar says that happened. When did that happen? It was the Leil HaSeder. It wasn't yet Pesach. It was many, many years before. But the point is that it was on the same night Avraham Avinu had this Hisgalus, this revelation. Tesvav Nisan, that Klal Yisrael was going to go into Mitzrayim, and they're going to get out of Mitzrayim. So that's the pshat that perhaps it says in Schus Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu himself went through a lot of things that Klal Yisrael went through. It says by Yirav Baaretz. It says it by Avraham Avinu, and it also says that there was Hizeshnasayim Harav Bekerav Baaretz. There was a Rav also later on. With Yaakov and the Shvatim. It says by Avraham Avinu, Vayered Avram Mitzrayim. Avram went down to Mitzrayim. Also it says, Vayedu Aviseinu Mitzrayim, that Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim with the Shvatim. And Avram, it says, Avram Kaved Ma'oid V'mikne. Avram got a lot of wealth. And it says by Klal Yisrael, Vayetzu'um B'kesev V'zav. Klal Yisrael went out with gold and silver. So we see that everything that happens to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was first Ki'ilo hinted to by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, that he himself became very wealthy. Now, it's interesting is that we think that often Avraham Avinu's type of person spent a lot of money on other people. And one would think that Avraham Avinu, because of that, would have lost his wealth. But in fact, the pasuk testifies that that's part of the a person wants a schus that he's going to become wealthy. He should spend his money on other people. Aser kedesha tis aser. So we have this idea by Avraham Avinu. And the Arizal says it's good for a person to be marbe in chesed dachka chag haPesach. And it says in the Medrash, Vayar Hashem is b'nei Yisrael. What did Hashem see in Klal Yisrael? The Medrash says, Roshoyim merachamim ze al ze, so that they were compassionate for each other. Because each one was mashlim the schus of the levenim of the other one. In other words, every person had a quota of how much work they had to do in Mitzrayim. So what would a person do if he finished this quota? He would probably take the time to rest a little bit. It was back-breaking labor. It was very difficult and just like gather strength. But no. What they did was, if a person finished his quota, he would look at someone who wasn't as diligent as him, wasn't as strong as him, wasn't as fast as him. And he wouldn't tell him, okay, slowpoke or lazy and like, what are you doing? He would lend a hand and help him to finish his quota. Even though he himself was tired and he was worn out. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael behaved in the matter of Avraham Avinu. So much chesed that they did, so much rachim, they were merachim on each other. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, he saw their chesed, and then in that schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. So my friends, I think that we have to try figure out ways. We have to be creative with ways to do chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has isolated us. All of us are in some form of isolation. And it's important for us to try to think about how is it that we're going to... Savage Jr. That's a nice picture. That's from the Shar Yafa. Anyway, listen to this. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says something interesting, and I don't really know the answer to this. I don't fully understand the significance. But Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says that Avraham Avinu was tiken tefilas shachris. And we know that tefilas shachris, Avraham Avinu, is because this whole night is supposed to be a night of or. L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'ya or b'mashvoisam, it was neir, laila ki yom yor, the entire night was lit up like the day. That's Avraham Avinu. Like when the day is, when the light is, the sun is shining the most, Avraham is tikkun tefilas shacharis. If you look at the letters of shacharis, shin, ches, resh, yud, and saf. So over there you have the letter of ches is for chacham, resh is for rasha, shin and yud is she'enu yodea lishol, and tuf is for tam. So Avraham Avinu had the Arba Banim. We speak about Arba Banim. Avraham Avinu had all four of the Banim. Shin and Yud is She'en Yedei Lishol. Ches is for Chacham, Resh is for Rasha, and Tuf is for Tam. And those four were all Avraham Avinu's children or descendants. How do you figure? I'll tell you. The Chacham is Yitzchak, who learned from his father. The Rasha is Esav. The Tam is Yaakov, and She'en Yodei Elishol was Yishmael. So Avraham Avinu's own biological children were Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael was the She'en Yodei Elishol. Yishmael ended up doing tshuva. You know, Yishmael was just a little bit confused. And Yitzchak was a Chacham. Yitzchak learned from his father. And then his grandchildren were Esav, HaRasha, who's called Rasha, and the Tam, which is Yaakov. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, he was the one who personified the balagoda of Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. And a person has to know how to deal with all four of these different types of situations. And that's what Avraham Avinu was. Now, just to want to add one thing, which we spoke a little bit about in the past and a little bit about last night, which is Avraham Avinu was also the Bechina of Chesed, And chesed is also hoida. When a person realizes someone else's chesed, so he gives is thankful. So we have to try to do two things, my friends, in the night of the Seder. One, or up until then, over Pesach, we have to come up with ways to do chesed. Usually we invite guests. This year we can't. So we have to try to emulate Avraham Avinu, who wanted to have guests. And he didn't end up having guests either. His guests end up being malachim. It's interesting. One of the pshatim I had said last night is that we have no malachim. The Shvile Pinchas brings down there are actually positive malachim, good malachim, that join us at the Seder. So just like Avraham Avinu had guests, his guests were malachim. Our guests are at best going to be malachim. When will they come? When we have this feeling, just like Avraham Avinu, of this yearning and desire to do chesed. So we have to be creative in our chesed. And the other thing is we have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoidah. The whole night is about Hoidah. Avraham Avinu, how is he makarev people? He told them, why don't you thank whoever gave you the food? So they would say to Avraham Avinu, well, thank you very much for the food. He said, no, not me. I'm not the one who gave you the food. Hashem gave you the food. Thank you, Hashem. So I think a tremendous, tremendous idea. The night of the Seder is thank you, Hashem. We say Hoidu Hashem Kitoif. We say Dayeno. We say Nishmas. So much of the mention of what happens on the night of the Seder is to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if we have, you know, some things that are not, you know, according to our liking and a little bit challenging, thank you, Hashem, for all the good and all the kindness. So much that you've given us. And Beis Hashem, the more we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he'll give us. I'll end with the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. I don't remember when I've said them, who I said them to. But they're very powerful words. Rabbi Nachman says, if a person turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Hashem, I got a lot of problems. A lot of things are not going right. Troubles, issues. Things are just bad, Hashem. So Hashem says back, you think this is bad? I could show you bad. But if you say to Hashem, Hashem, I've got a lot of bracha in my life. I got so much good, so much to be thankful. You're so kind. My life is so good. Hashem says, you think this is good? I'll show you good. So my friends, let's thank you, Hashem, tonight. The night of the Seder, let's just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's focus on all the good and all the kindness. And so much we have to be thankful for and grateful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to shower upon all of us his bracha. And his Hashem will be zoicha that this year should be a year. You say Pesach is the beginning, HaKadosh is Adachem HaKadosh Chadoshim. Should be a year full of bracha and end to all of the tzaras. Simcha, Hatzlacha, Gizunt, Parnosa, Nachas for all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much. I don't get the question. Someone just texted me a question. I can't read the question. I texted it. I know you did. I just didn't know what was it.
My question is, so when is it appropriate to tell Hashem, like, this is going bad or this is not working out properly?
Oh, we could do both of those things, my friend. You could do both. You know, I like to give the following mashal. Let's say a person made $600 million. He should be pretty thankful, right? He should be pretty happy. Now he's got a business deal that's not going well. Should he just ignore it because the business deal is not going well? Or should he try to fix it? Of course he should try to fix it. Why not? There's nothing wrong with having $601 million. But at the same time, we have to remember, we have $600 million because Bracha has given us so much Bracha. Does that mean that I don't want more? Does that mean I'm not thankful? I'm not grateful? I'm thankful. I'm grateful. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want more. So we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not in a way that we have ignored or in any way played down all of the kindness for all of the amazing bracha that he's given us. Thank you, Hashem, for what you've given us. And I'm asking you to please give more and shower us with your bracha. Like I said, my life's great. Hashem says, you think this is great, I'll give you great. So I'm asking for more great. I'm asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu to continue to give us bracha. And there's Hashem. Hashem will do that if we do it in that way. You understand? Okay, my friends.